Michelle, thanks for joining us today.
Sure.
Basically, the word from AAA is that 2013 could actually see fuel prices taken as a whole drop a little bit. Could you explain, Michelle?
Sure. Well, as a whole, 2012 was the most expensive year on record for gasoline. So you can look at the fact that we didn't hit a record high in 2012. So a lot of people from that perspective may not think that 2012 was a record-breaking year, but we did pay higher prices for an extended or prolonged period of time. So when you average everything together, Arizona paid more in 2012 for fuel than any other year that AAA has been recording gas prices. Looking at 2013 and the way that prices have been trending, it does appear that in 2013 prices should be below what we paid in 2012. So that's certainly good news, especially considering that 2012 was the most expensive year on record for gas prices.
So this is, of course, relative to last year. Now, it does say in the press release here that you expect fuel prices to climb through April or early May and then peak mid to high $3 range. Why is that?
Well, we typically see prices bottom out in the winter, and we start to see them climb in the spring. And there are a few reasons for that. During the winter, we tend to see lower demand for fuel, especially right now. January is pretty low demand when you look at fuel and product, and that's because folks are just getting through the holiday season. Kids are back in school. Families aren't doing a whole lot of traveling. So we tend to see lower demand this time of year. We see that pick up, that demand picks up in the spring. So if you look at March, April, May, you look at kids getting out of school, kids taking spring break, schools letting out, that type of thing. We start to see more and more road trips. And then, of course, May is the start of the summer travel season. So just from a demand perspective alone, the spring tends to drive that higher price. Also in spring, we switch to our summer blend of fuel. Now, not all parts of Arizona utilize that blend. There are only certain parts. It's generally metropolitan areas. That blend of fuel is federally mandated to meet clean burning requirements. And essentially, it costs more to produce. So you would think that just the areas that, say, use that blend would have higher prices, but that's not true, because when that blend is being produced, that boutique summer blend, less conventional blend of fuel is being produced. So ultimately, the price of all gasoline rises in the summer as a result of that as well. So given the fact that there is higher demand, we switch over to that summer blend of fuel. Those are just two reasons why spring tends to produce higher gas prices than, say, the winter or the fall.
Michelle, one thing I noticed in looking at the most recent gas prices for places like Tucson, Phoenix, Flagstaff, even statewide, is that we're paying less in January of this year than we did 1 year ago.
Absolutely. And looking at Tucson's price, just as an example of that, last year Tucson drivers were paying around $3.13 a gallon. Today in Tucson, prices are well below $3. So that is telling of what's to come in the year ahead. Of course, that's barring unforeseen circumstances, including hurricane season, any type of conflict in the Middle East and that type of thing that could cause prices to spike. But the fact that we're starting the year below year-ago prices is telling of what's to come this year. AAA does anticipate that prices will peak in the spring, the late spring, in the mid to high $3 range. And then we believe that prices will drop during the first half of the summer to the mid $3 range and end 2013 at a low or near low average for the year.
That's AAA Arizona's Michelle Donati giving us a bit of a preview of what we could be paying at the pump this year. Michelle, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thanks.
And I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.